From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan government officials say that reclusive Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, the spokesman for Afghanistan's main intelligence agency, said that the Taliban leader died in a hospital in Karachi in 2013.
Imroz Rasman.
However, he did not say why Mullah Omar died. President Ashraf Ghani's office also said that Omar died in 2013, but the Taliban has claimed that its leader is still alive. Here in Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into the circumstances of his death. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against the Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Iraq condemned the air attacks as a dangerous escalation and an assault on Iraqi sovereignty. Turkey's assaults so far have been heaviest against Kurdistan Workers' Party targets in Iraq and southeastern Turkey. Ankara's pro-Kurdish opposition has accused Mr. Erdogan of launching the strikes as revenge for the party's strong showing in June's elections, which kept him from having a majority in the Turkish parliament. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.